It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And we've got a friend from the community, Mick Martin from Lansdale Family Clinic, instead of Sam Nix this time.
That's right. We've got Mick.
Sam's working, right?
I hope so.
We let Sam off today.
Oh my goodness.
We gave him a break.
You must be kidding. he can take a day off. That's okay. It's good to have you in with us from Lansdale Family Clinic. And you've got one of those COVID-19 testing things going on today.
Yes.
Tell us all about that.
All right. So it starts this morning at 9 o'clock. We'll be in the parking lot of Reggie's Burgers on State Line. So what we're going to be doing here is testing you for COVID-19 for current infection. We also have the antibody testing available. You'll just pull up. There'll be a couple of tents set up. Two or three tents, go to the first one, give them your info and stuff. They'll send you down to the next tent where you'll be talked to by a nurse practitioner, and a nurse will get your vital signs. From there, they'll do the testing on you, whether you need the current COVID testing or antibody testing or both. It'll be a pretty quick, two or three little stations they'll send you to, and then you'll be on your way.
Give us the rundown on insurance cards. People get confused about that.
I have insurance, but my passenger doesn't.
So what we'll do, of course,
that's complicated.
If you have insurance, we'll get your card. We'll take a copy of your ID and your insurance card. We'll bill the insurance. Most insurances are covering the testing for COVID-19 and for the antibodies. The insurance will bill them. Whether they pay or they don't, we won't make the patient responsible for anything.
Okay.
Then patients who are uninsured, we just need a good photo ID. And we can do yours as well, and there will be no charge for that. So no bills to come in the mail or anything.
That's always what I like to hear. So it's set up, and you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about getting out of a car or anything like that. So
right.
It sounds like an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you feel like you may have been exposed or may have symptoms.
COVID-19
that's a COVID-19 right test. If you just want to figure out whether, hey, was I exposed by somebody else a while back?
I felt achy. Yeah, I didn't feel good.
Or yep. Maybe I'm asymptomatic, as they call it. You can get the antibody test.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Now, you've done several of these test sites so far. The majority, right, have come back. When they test it for COVID, it's come back negative on the majority, right?
That's correct. Yes, we've done several hundred. I don't know the exact number so far, but there have been a handful, about 10 or so positives out of all those.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
That's good. And you haven't been able to do the antibody test as long because you would just now get them really
right.
Lately. But how's that been going as far as the numbers that you've seen so far, as far as people testing, say, hey, they've got some of those?
A lot of the folks, of course, their antibody levels are going to be low or zero, not necessarily be positive for previous infection. But we have had quite a few that have had positive antibody levels, which means they've had it at some point in the past, and their body has built up those antibodies to fight the COVID-19. So a lot of folks we've talked to, they've been sick back in January or December,
right.
Tested negative for the flu, didn't know what was going on. And that very well could have been COVID. And I think a lot of people are curious. A lot of people have been asking about this antibody test to see if maybe they had, they have had it in the past.
Yeah, it's interesting. Of course, as they used to say, the $64,000 or $64 million question
right.
is, will the antibody stay and keep you from getting it again? That's a question that hasn't been answered yet.
Right. Yeah, we still don't know that. It could probably be a good indication that if you are positive for the antibodies, you have a lower chance of getting it again because you have those antibodies built up to help fight it off.
Okay.
But, we can't confirm that with the information we've got now.
John, Anna, and friends, Mick Martin from Lansdale Family Clinic is here talking with us about the COVID-19 and antibody tests that are being conducted today at the parking lot of Reggie's Burgers from 9 until 3. Or if they get a rush at 3, they'll hang around a little bit longer.
That's right.
What else were you asking him?
I wanted to know, the results. So when we get the results, we're called or do we get a letter? What happens?
We'll give you a call, whether it's negative or positive. We print all the results, give the patients a call. If you want those results, we can mail them to you, the paper copy.
Right,
Some people's employers request that they show negative results before they let them go back to work or things
of that nature.
So we'll be able to send those to you in the mail, or you can come by the office and pick them up.
All right. Well, that's mm-hmm. good news.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows as we continue to reopen America.
Right.
Nobody knows exactly what's going to happen as far as will we get more positives. It's possible we might. And, of course, the number of cases may go up as we continue to test more, because the testing was kind of limited, and now we're testing more and more and more and more and more. I guess what the governors have been looking for is the hospitalization rates and the death rates, not so much the positive test rate.
Sitting at the house for 14 days.
Right. Thoughts, opinions on what do you think is going to happen as we go along in the next couple of months?
Well, I think since they're relaxing the restrictions, we'll probably see the numbers come back up. That's just kind of common sense thinking for me. I don't know. I don't have much clinical information to support that, but that's just kind of a, if you get a bunch of people out and about, you know, around each other, and they're not being as safe as they used to be, you're probably going to have more positive cases.
Just do the things that you're supposed to do, which is try to distance yourself from people as much as you can.
Wash your hands.
And if you're in public places, try not to touch your face, mouth, nose, ears, and not the ears, but mouth, nose, eyes.
Cover your cough.
I think the ears are all right.
Wear a mask if possible. That'd be great.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
If possible. All right. Let's play a game.
Oh, no.
We always play a game. We told Mick when he walked in he's going to have to play a game. So him and Anna will play since I'm looking at the answers.
Okay.
But this is the great game. Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Probably get to do
sometimes the questions, Mick, are really easy. Sometimes they're in between, and sometimes they're very difficult.
Okay.
Because, you know, fifth grade today is like eighth or ninth grade when I was in school. So, it's more advanced.
And it was a few years ago, too. So,
yeah.
I've slept a few times.
So, here we go. Question number one. And you and Anna are going to be competing
against
each other.
Oh, he's even going to keep score. How horrible.
Anna, what form of transportation was once called the Iron Horse? Was that the cruise ship, the car, or the train?
I'll let you go first.
I'll go first. I believe that'd be the car.
I'm going to go with the train. So.
All right. You go with train, he goes with car. Train.
Train.
Train was the Iron Horse, and Anna gets number one.
Guess.
That was a good guess. That's good. Very good guess.
Plants that don't make seeds reproduce by forming what?
You have to know this one.
Chlorophyll, flowers, or spores? These are plants that don't make seeds but reproduce by forming this. Chlorophyll, flowers, or spores?
I guess that would be flowers.
I'm going to go with spores.
I'm not a biology major.
He's not a biology major.
Okay.
Anna's got two.
Well, mushrooms.
Man, I'm embarrassing myself here.
You're going to make a great comeback. I know you are.
I know. You're going to get this next one.
What country did Gandhi lead to independence from British rule?
That would be India.
We're going to go with India.
Wow, I didn't even get around to even having the...
We don't need the options on that one.
Really? The other options were Egypt and Afghanistan, but India was correct. Way to go, Mick. When we use the abbreviation ETC to mean et cetera, what language does et cetera come from? Is that A, Italian, B, Latin, or C, Spanish?
I'm going to say Latin.
Yeah, I'd go with Latin as well.
I took a little bit of Latin in ninth grade. So
you are both correct.
A little bit about that.
You're doing well now. Both of you are correct. And this is the final one.
All right.
Which of the following is not a carnivore? A, a lion, B, a wolf, or C, a bull?
A bull.
A bull.
The last one was the easiest.
Yes, it was.
Y'all got that correct. Y'all both did well.
We win.
So you both get to move on to the sixth grade and not go back to summer school.
Hey, that's good.
That's good. I didn't have to go back to the fourth.
Absolutely. Good job, guys.
You've had some really tough ones.
Yeah. When they get into math I'm kind of like, I'm out of here. I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
I see a lot of people posting those word problems on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
My answer is I don't care.
Yeah, I just check out on those.
Very good idea. All right, once again, hours, time, place for today's event.
Okay, so we're going to be at Reggie's Burgers today. That's on State Line. Today from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock p.m. Or if we happen to have people still in line at 3, we'll keep it going until everybody leaves.
All right, you can get tested for the COVID-19 for currently having it if you feel like you do or feel like you've been exposed. Or for the antibody thing that you think you might have had it or may have been around somebody who might have had it in the past. That's great. Mm-hmm. Go buy it today. Thank you so much, Mick Martin from Lansdale Family Clinic.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for listening. And be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.